Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. If you're still paying attention to the fantasy lowdown, you must be in your league's championship game, or at the very least, the semifinals, so there is no margin for error at this point. Your biggest concerns are whether playoff-bound teams will start to rest some of their starters, or if those week-to-week injured players on non-playoff-bound teams will just sit it out the rest of the way. In some cases, we just won't know until kickoff. But I've got some tips for you here in this critical Week 16 on the Fantasy Lowdown, brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless and telecommunications provider for the Patriots. Matt Schaub is on a pretty good run right now, the Patriots game notwithstanding, and he's been tremendous at home, especially against mediocre defenses. Well, what have we here? A Texans home game against the subpar Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings have plenty to play for and should be able to score, but so will Schaub and the Texans. Expect a precise, touchdown-heavy afternoon for Schaub with very few mistakes and consider him a surefire fantasy starter on Sunday. For a guy to sit this week, I thought long and hard, and I'm going with Jets QB Mark Sanchez, who... Oh, what's that? The Jets already benched him? Never mind then. Sanchez better not be on your roster, let alone in your lineup. Instead, you should sit Trent Richardson. He's having an excellent rookie season, including 11 rushing touchdowns, 6 in the Browns' last 4 games. Yes, there's a but. The yardage totals have fallen in 6 consecutive games, and Richardson is slowing down. This Sunday at Denver, he faces the second-ranked run defense in the NFL, a Broncos unit that has given up only 5 rushing scores all year. Richardson has given you some great production, but in this pivotal week, it's best to find a better option at running back. Vic Ballard is making a case for why he should be the Colts' featured running back next year. And for right now, he's making a case for why he should be a fantasy starter on your team. Only 2 touchdowns this season for the rookie, 1 on the ground, 1 in the air, but more than 800 total yards. This week, potentially easy pickings for Ballard against the Chiefs, who have been lousy against the run. Look for Ballard to carry the load and have great production for the Colts. I'll be back with the final edition of the Fantasy Lowdown next week. Many leagues will be all done, but maybe you're in a championship week in Week 17. In the meantime, send me your questions for this coming week on Twitter at _below. I'll be in Jacksonville trying to answer them all. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.